Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninginem Hangsing. President Draupadi Murmu has said that today India has a leading position in the world in terms of education, research, healthcare and manufacturing of medicines in the Unani system. Inaugurating the two-day international conference on Unani Day in New Delhi yesterday, the president said, "Today the Unani system of medicine is not used as much in Yunnan, Greece and the countries of Central Asia as it is in India." She expressed happiness that researchers and practitioners associated with the Unani system are adopting useful aspects of modern methods and technology. The president said the country has adopted a holistic approach towards health and efforts are being made to empower various medical systems by giving them due respect.
हमारे देश में स्वास्थ्य के प्रति समग्र दृष्टिकोण अपनाया जाता है विभिन्न चिकित्सा पद्धतियों को समुचित सम्मान देते हुए उन्हें सशक्त बनाने का प्रयास किया जा रहा है नेशनल हेल्थ पॉलिसी 2017 के अनुसार यूनानी सहित आयुष चिकित्सा प्रणालियों को मुख्य धारा में लाने पर विशेष जोर दिया जा रहा है नेशनल कमीशन फॉर इंडियन सिस्टम ऑफ मेडिसिन के दिशा निर्देश में अनेक यूनानी चिकित्सा के शिक्षण संस्थानों में अध्ययन और शोध कार्य चल रहा है
Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang graced the facilitation meeting of NH 129A, Package 1 of Parent Town, held at Town Hall Parent yesterday. Speaking at the program, Mr. Zeliang, who holds the portfolio of Planning and Transformation and National Highway, said that the project cost of the 90-plus crore rupees for the 2.8-kilometre is inclusive of damage compensation where the civil cost alone is 50.5 crore. He said the successful implementation of this project will change the face of Parent Town. Mr. Zeliang highlighted that blacktopping would be 10 meters in the town area and the right-of-way would vary from 16 to 24 meters. He said that the period for completion would be 18 months from the appointed date. Deputy General Manager Projects, NHIDCL PMU Dimapur, Anand Kumar highlighted that NH 129A Parent to Dimapur section starts from Zuku's River Steel Bridge, Manipur border to 7th mile Chumukedima. He said the 81-kilometre long NH 129A will serve as an alternate route to Manipur connecting Nagaland. During the meeting, affected landowners declared that they are willing to cooperate and give up their land for the welfare of the general public and the development of Parent Town. The meeting was attended by stakeholders, civil society organisations, landowners, Parent Town Council members and government officials, amongst others. The Nagaland government yesterday designated members of parliament and members of the Legislative Assembly as ex officio members of 25 urban local bodies ULB across the state. The Municipal Affairs Department issued the notification under the Nagaland Municipal Act 2023 specifying that these ex officio members can attend and participate in municipal and town council meetings but will not have voting rights. Their tenure will be coterminous with the respective ULB. The ex-officio members include Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmerin Jamir and Rajya Sabha MP Phangnon Konyak, along with several MLAs representing different constituencies. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has asserted that the government is focusing on bringing prosperity to the villages along with making agriculture, MSMEs, investment and export the growth engines. She said that in the Union Budget 2025-26, emphasis has been laid on increasing agricultural production in the 100 most backward districts in the country. The minister was replying to the discussion on the Union Budget in the Lok Sabha. Ms. Sitharaman said India's continues to be the fastest growing economy.
The Union Budget for 25-26 has sought to address these immediate challenges facing the domestic economy in the global context. It also rolls out a futuristic path for transforming India into Viksit Bharat. Our main goals in this budget are to accelerate goals, our growth, secure inclusive development, invigorate private sector investments, and uplift household sentiments.
Minister for PWD and Housing and Mechanical Engineering Bashangmong Bachang inaugurated three VVIP quarters for legislature at Thizama under Kohima District yesterday. In his inaugural speech, the minister said the occasion marks yet another milestone in the commitment of Nagaland government towards improving the state's housing infrastructure. The minister maintains that the housing department remains committed to improving residential facilities, office spaces and other vital infrastructure across the state. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.